We are halfway through May. It is May 15th on Sunday night here in Seattle, and I've been doing the ketogenic diet for the last 15 days or so. It's been very effective in the weight loss, but the side effects have not been pleasant. The main thing is, like, I think I've lost 14 pounds in 14 days, so that part is great, especially considering that that's not initial water weight or anything. That I've been losing weight pretty steadily since September of last year, so that's good. It got me over a huge plateau, so I'm glad about that. The problem is that it's also it's caused me some heart palpitations and some weakness and things like that, and after doing some research, it seems that that's somewhat normal. It doesn't happen to everybody, but it's happening to me. And it's supposed to clear up after about a week, and I've been having this for the entire time. And it's just not going to fly for me, especially since I, you know, I was going to the gym, and I had a really kind of scary night when with the palpitations and weakness. I nearly passed out at the gym, and decided I don't think that's a great idea. So I'm going to give it another week, and if the palpitations do not subside and the weakness as well, then I am going to just go back to what I was doing before, which was just kind of keeping my calories low around, you know, between 1,200 and 1,500 a day, and staying with my carb count under 100, which is surprisingly, it's not that hard to do, but if you do have to cut out a lot of things, you know, pasta, rice, I guess rice is pasta, and bread and things like that for the most part. You can have a little bit, but not much. And I'll go back to doing that, and then that way I can start hitting the gym, because I really want to start doing that to improve my endurance for, you know, being able to do real life stuff like going to concerts and hiking and fun stuff. So anyway, I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I will check in again soon.